Precisely. Precisely. All right. Well, I think we should probably stop rambling on about gatekeeping and fate.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
No, that's about it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. And thanks for listening, as always.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. All right. I probably won't take too many more calls, but definitely at least a couple more. I want to give everybody who wants to call in a fair shake.
Is it working?
Yes, 55, are you in here?
Hell yeah, I am in there.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
How are you doing, Dougal?
Doing well, how about yourself?
Doing alright. Doing alright.
What spicy hot take are you calling in about?
Oh god. I don't think I have any good spicy hot takes. But I do have some recommendations for shit for you to read and watch, I suppose.
Lay them on me.
All right, so I've spent like the last weekend reading over Kingdom.
Isn't that like 600 chapters?
Yes, and I've read about 500 in the last like 4 days.
What's it about?
It is about the unification of China. But the first 500 chapters, all that I've read and most which has been actually published is about the path leading up to it. So it starts off with a story with these two kids, war orphans, Shin and Zhou. It's the, I believe it's the spring and autumn period. No, actually it's the warring states periods rather. So basically China's fractured into about 7 states. And we start in the state of, I believe it's Qin? It's Q-I-N. And basically, we start off with the life of Cao and Shin, who are basically two war orphans who have been trying to figure out their future. And they have a goal of being great generals of heavens. And to that extent, they've been basically beating each other up with swords for the last 12 years, sword fighting. So one day, some guy in a carriage sort of stops and look at the two kids while they're like sword fighting. And, like, their lives are pretty shitty right now. Like, they're basically taken in by the mayor of the village that they live in. And they're more or less as slaves. So this guy's looking at these two kids who are, like, sword fighting, like, going all out. And he's wondering, like, what the hell? Like, why the hell are these kids, like, sword fighting, like, actual, like, soldiers or something? Like, you know, people of experience. And so he actually takes away one of the kids. And basically says, you know, come with me to the capital. And I'll show you a better life. And I'm a little bit afraid of...
Well, I don't know about better life. We're talking about China here. Better dead than red.
Yeah, well, you know, it's better red than a slave, I suppose. So, I'm not going to spoil much, but all you need to know is that it's about basically this guy, Shin, and his rise from being basically a slave boy to what is, I imagine, to be a great general of heaven in China, and him helping out the first emperor to reunify all of China. And it's very long, it's very exciting, great story, a lot of colorful characters, a lot of fighting, it's pretty cool. And there's a lot of political intrigue, so I don't know, I guess you weebs could learn a thing or two from it. Maybe
sounds
you'll
pretty good.
Shit, like, I don't know, like if you enjoy Game of Thrones, I think you'd like it.
Huh, interesting. Speaking of which, I have to go watch that later. There's a spooky Korean manhwa about somebody in an apartment building that I just picked up. Fuck.
Shut the fuck, Meguka. I don't even watch Game of Thrones.
Look, Game of Thrones is okay popcorn entertainment, alright? It's not good, but I can watch it for an hour. It's like when you know that McDonald's is bad for you, but like you sheepishly pull into the drive-thru at 1 o'clock in the morning and order yourself some nuggies. Like it's all right once in a while.
Yeah. All right.
What else? 55. What else do you want?
Oh, what else? What do you mean, what else do I want? Give me some... All you fucking... What?
Oh, give me some takes. You're an idol fag, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what are my takes for Idol Tree?
Yeah, surely you have some good idols or bad idols.